Blog Talk Radio.
It's indeed a pleasure to present to some and introduce to others the host with the most, Dr. Lorenza D. Smith, on WBSW Radio, the internet station. We're number one. Let's be interactive and let's make it do what it do.
I feel the master.
I feel him.
Y'all ready? They ready. Well, come on. Well, come on. Y'all ready? They ready. We ready. We ready.
Retirement. Nick Saban, after 17 years, six championships,
and the seventh one at LSU retired, and it became open field. It became brutal. And 29 players have decided to leave. So we want to talk about some of that, but we're going to talk about historical black colleges and universities, basketball, both men and women. Now, if you want to check us out on the web, if you have an opportunity, you can go to www.blogtalkradio.com/WBSW Internet Talk Radio. You want to email the show, you can. You can email us at a great opportunity. It is WBSW Radio, the Internet Station, 23@gmail.com. You also have a chance to check us out on Twitter. We may broadcast and be live. Then we'll take our on-demand episode and put them on various social media sites. So you have a chance, if you're a follower on each one of those sites or a friend, you get a chance to go back and look at those on-demand episodes. We'll start with Facebook. We're broadcasting live on Facebook tonight. Thank you so much for those who want to join us. Facebook.com/DRL DeAlberto Smith. On Instagram, we post on two sites. That's President.DrLorenzaD. Smith. Or we post on the site where we're partners with the Brothers of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated. That's Zeta Phi Sigma Chapter of Greenville, Alabama. That's Z-Squad, Greenville, 1981. We're also post on Rumpley, and that is WBSW Radio, the Internet Station, with the number 23, Truth. WBSW Radio, the Internet Station, with the 23. You also can check us out being posted on Tumblr now, because we was able to broadcast live for a minute, but as of today, they're no longer live to go through the process. So it was at Dr. Low Smith dash blog, as well as TikTok. We're excited about TikTok. So we have TikTok rolling tonight, and that's every night, because I thank each and every one of our numbers and our audience and listeners and watchers are large. Thank you so much. And the followers, thank you so much for being a follower. That is at Dr. L. DeAlberto Smith. So you have that opportunity to check us out on TikTok. Now, when we're talking about if you want to tweet the show, you can tweet the show also at Zeta Phi Sigma_10. We're partnered with the Brothers of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated in Greenville, Alabama. So we'd like to be able to work hand-in-hand. A lot of their social projects, all of their projects through their national program, they broadcast a phase of it here. So we thank them for being a part. At Tremaine Edwards, with the number 7. At Coach_L_Smith. So those are ways to connect. Now we have several calls that join us from time to time. They'll call in. It is done remotely. So they're volunteers. So they offer their sporting ideas or their knowledge and expertise about sporting. But tonight we don't have anyone at this time. But we're going to go through our show as quick as possible. We have joined us as a co-host from time to time. That's Coach Tremaine Edwards out of North Alabama. And out of South Central Alabama, you have Coach Tony Stallworth, Coach Marvin Lala Smith. And out of Central Alabama, you have Coach Lauren B. Smith, along with our radio personality who's helping us through production and sometimes comes on the show, none other than Daryl E. Train Elliott. Daryl's a member of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated. Marvin, Brother Marvin's a member of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity, along with Brother Tony Stallworth, a member of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated, giving their time and giving back, as well as Lauren, Coach Lauren D. Smith, a member of Alpha Kappa Alpha Sorority Incorporated. So we're so glad to have the Divine Nine in presence, being a part of what we're trying to do. So we're going to make it do what it do. We ask you to continue to listen to and watch WBSW Radio, the Internet Station. We're number one because we have listeners and watchers in 41 countries. On all six of the continents. Now I say six. Now you guys, it's seven continents. But we give away things like hotel stay. We raffle off. It's a giveaway. We send your name in. We raffle the entertainment, the rappers, spin the ball, however you want to call it, roll around, jump around, play, whatever you want to do, and we pull out names, and we wrap off hotel stays, varies from 5 nights to 6 days, or 3 nights to 4 days, internationally. See, coming up, we're going to be very, very, charitable, giving away hotel stay, and I'm going to tell you, check us out during the time of the week of what we call Valentine. We have 3 international trips that we're going to raffle off, which will we pay the hotel stay. We're going to take for every night you're there, 5 nights and 6 days. We have one to Paris, France. The second one is to Dubai. The third one is to truly awesome opportunity, Bali. You can go there if you win the trip, and we'll take our hotel. Varies from $4,000 to $3,700. We're taking care of that. We're going to take out a hotel stay. You got to get your set away there. You got to pay for your food. You got to pay for your amenities. All that you take care of. But we're giving back. We also have trips in the United States, or as well as in Mexico, that will be given away from Atlanta over to Hawaii, from Hawaii to Vegas, from Vegas to New Orleans, from New Orleans to Orlando, from Orlando, if you're in Nashville, or if you're looking to go to the park, we're giving away those. We also give away books that we buy from our various authors. I have one, and I hope if you are very interested in getting this book, I will send it to you. It won't cost you nothing. I already paid for it. It's How to Climb the Mountain of Financial Aid. It's by Brother Trey Johnson out of the great state of Georgia. He was on our show. We purchased books from him. We need for you to send me, if you want this, to read and take time to see how you can climb the mountain of financial aid. See how you can get your the Pell Grant. Or see how you can get scholarships. See how you can put yourself. You can do that by sending me to the email. The email is LorenzaDSmith15@gmail.com. Repeat that. Lorenza, LORENZA, D as in David, MITH, 15@gmail.com. And also we ask to send that your name along with a means of transaction so you can put you in the raffle. If you're not already in the raffle, we want to put you in the raffle. Send it to that same email address, LorenzaDSmith15@gmail.com. Well, we ask for a means of transaction. We have 4 means of transaction that we'll hook up with you. If you're one of the individuals that from time to time we give away vouchers, we give away gift cards, we give away food vouchers, but we give away a love offering. And we want to be able to send you a love offering. You may, whatever it may be, may vary from $20 to $100. We're giving back, and we ask you to send your name along with a means of transaction, the 4 means of transaction, Cash App, PayPal, Venmo, or Zelle. Send your name along with one of those to LorenzaDSmith15@gmail.com. We also want you to take the opportunity to sow a seed with us of $1. That's all we're asking, $1. And that $1 goes toward to purchasing a lot of these prizes and giveaways that we have. You can do that when you saw this $1 seed with WBSW Radio at Cash App $ Lorenza D. Smith. Everybody said, well, use your name. Okay, that's the way you want to make sure it's there. And we want to be able to have it available that when we get it, we can purchase what we need to purchase or go toward helping purchase some of the things. Not purchasing all the hotel stay because we have that already set up with our sponsors to make sure they take care of that. It's not a problem. So we're excited, really excited about having a chance to come before you tonight. Let's talk some sports. The title tonight is The Off Season is Brutal. Anytime you have a title like that, that means something is happening in the off season due to something that happened after our national championship on the 8th. On the 11th, you had the most respected, well-known, a lot of people hate the coach, retired. In fact, players left Alabama to find them another home. some decommitted, but also by hiring their new coach, Kalen DeBoer from the University of Washington, who was in the championship game against Michigan, then the players in Washington decided to leave. And then when they hired the coach, which they hired the coach from Arizona, the players from Arizona trying to leave. And it's just keep going on and on and on. And that's what it's all about. Because when Arizona hired its coach, that the other program that he came from, the player's going to leave. So this is the period of NIL. And the NIL, that's where a player can shop around and find the plays that best fit him or her. Because it goes to both. All of the sports that classify the NCAA, sports that you have an option, whether it's football, basketball, baseball, volleyball, bowling, soccer, tennis, golf, softball, whatever it may be, we have a lot of other things that are going on. They're adding fishing. They're adding so many events into sports now on the college level. Let's talk about the offseason being brutal. First of all, we're going to talk about definitely focus on the historical black colleges and universities, basketball conference ranking, and what we said is week three, but they said week three because you're into conference play. So we're talking about conference play. So we want to give a true shout-out to starting with looking at not only the Southwest Athletic Conference called SWAC, looking at the MEAC, along with the Southern Intercollegiate Athletic Conference and the Central Intercollegiate Athletic Conference. The SWC, which is called the SWAC, plays on a Division I level and plays on the FCS level in football. Everything else is on Division I level. MEAC is the same, but we have a CIAA, which is the Central Intercollegiate Athletic Association. They play on Division II level in the NCAA, along with the SIHC, Southern Intercollegiate Athletic Conference, plays on the Division II level. So we want to give a shout-out to those teams that are ranked in their power ranking based on Week 3, starting with the Southern Intercollegiate Athletic Conference. We have the Eastern Division and the teams that make up, and this is an updated list. They have ranked number one in the Eastern Division is Morehouse College. Number two is Benedict College. Number three is Clark Atlanta University. Number four is Edward Water College. Number five is Savannah State University. Number six is Albany State University. Number seven is Allen University. And number eight, Fort Valley State University. On the western side of this conference, called the Western Division of the SIAC, you have ranked number one in the power ranking is Miles College. Ranked number two is Spring Hill College. Ranked number three is Tuskegee University. Number four is Lamont Owens College. Number five, Lane College. Number six, Kentucky State University. And number seven, Central State University. Then we have our power rankings for our D1 school. You have Southern University ranked number one. Norfolk State ranked number two. Texas Southern ranked number three. North Carolina A&T ranked number four. Howard University ranked number five. North Carolina Central ranked number six. South Carolina State University ranked number seven. Tennessee State ranked. Morgan State ranked number nine. Alcorn State University ranked number 10. And number 11 is ranked Alabama State University. For the CIAA, which is the Division II Conference NCAA for Historical Black Colleges and Universities, called the Central Intercollegiate Athletic Association, they have men power ranking. You have the Northern Division, Lincoln out of Pennsylvania, Bluefield State, Virginia State, Elizabeth City State, Bowie State, and Virginia Union make up that top six in the top six in the Northern Division of the CIAA. In the Southern Division of the CIAA, You have Winston-Salem State University. Kaplan is ranked number two. Shaw University ranked number three. St. Augustine ranked number four. Livingston ranked number five. Johnson C. Smith ranked number six. Fayetteville College ranked number seven. And to look at the SWAC standing as of now, as well as the MEAC, which is the Division One, based on the men and the women, we gave you a power ranking of all the teams of the Division One with the historical black college and university. You have ranked number one in the men's division of the SWAC, have Alabama State University at 4-1. Number two is Jackson State University. Number three is Grambling. Number four is Southern. Number five, Bethune-Cookman. Number six, Arkansas Pine Bluff. Number seven, Texas Southern. Number eight, Prairie View A&M. Number nine, Alcorn State University. Number 10, Alabama A&M University. And number 11, Florida A&M University. And number 13 is Mississippi Valley State University. And also in the men's division of the MEAC for 2023 men's standing, number one is Delaware State University. Number two is Norfolk State University. Number three is North Carolina Central. Number four is Howard University. Number five, Morgan State University. Number six, South Carolina State University. Number seven, Coffin State University. And number eight, Maryland Eastern Shore. That will make up the men's division for the Southwest Athletic Conference, along with the MEAC, which is a Mid-Eastern Athletic Conference. We're going to get a shout out to our sponsors. Truly, we're so thankful they have taken time to be a part of this. And I'm excited because whenever we call on them to do some things, they have no problem in supporting us. This is Mary Ruth's Restaurant in Georgiana, Alabama.
Are you looking for home-cooked food in a family-friendly environment? Well, look no further than Mary Ruth's.
Mary Ruth's Restaurant.
Located at 261 State Highway 106 in beautiful Georgiana, Alabama.
Great food in a family-friendly environment.
Mary Ruth's Restaurant offers home-cooked breakfast. All the fixings, you name it, they've got it. And not just home-cooked breakfast. Home-cooked breakfast, lunch, and dinner items. Mary Ruth's Restaurant specializes in a meat and three vegetables meal.
And meat and three.
Also, home-cooked hamburgers, Philly cheesesteak sandwiches, and much, much more. Seafood lovers.
Mary Ruth's Restaurant has seafood fries.
Barbecue Saturday, and it's all caught fresh and made from scratch, including the desserts and so much more. Mm-mm good. Stop by 261 West State Highway 106 in Georgiana, Mary Ruth's Restaurant. Call today, 334-362-4032. That's 334-362-4032. Mary Ruth's Restaurant. Home-cooked meals, family-friendly environment, great food. Who could ask for more at a restaurant? Mary Ruth's Restaurant in Georgiana. Breakfast from 7 a.m. until 10 a.m. Monday through Saturday. Lunch from 11 until 2. And dinner from 5 until 9. Barbecue Saturdays begin at 11 a.m. and last until 9. Mary Ruth's Restaurant in Georgiana. Home-cooked food with a family-friendly environment. Come on by. Sunday dinner from 11 a.m. until 5 p.m.
That's Mary Ruth's Restaurant in Georgiana, Alabama. They're located at 261 Highway 106 West. You can check them out. If you're traveling south now in South Central Alabama, traveling toward Mobile, or you can take that extension, you're going to check 10 and go into Florida, 10 and go into Biloxi. Stop in at Mary Ruth's Restaurant. Give Brother Mark and Lala Smith, member of 580 Signals Attorney Incorporated, and his wife, Sarah Katrina Roper Smith, Zinka 580 Signals Incorporated, a call, and number is 334-549-0950. Or go to Facebook, Marvin Smith, find him as just try to be a friend with him, and he posts all the meals when he just finished cooking. Let me give a shout out to Joy May 577. Thank you, Joy, for for joining us and being a part of this. Chappelle is joining us. Thank you. Byron, thank you so much. Dwayne, thank you for taking time. Willard, thank you for being a part of Spice, a part of it, as well as Gizzy Dunnan, Dadden, thank you so much. And this is A.L., I'm going to say Alvin Myers, thank you so much for joining us and being a part of this. Let's look at our MEAC, and first we'll look at the SWAT young ladies, the women, and then we're going to do the MEAC. Starting with the ranking for 2023, as of the third week of the conference, which is as of Monday, you have Jackson State ranked number one. Ranked number two, you have Grambling State University. You have Bethune-Cookman University. You have Alabama A&M ranked number four. You have Arkansas Pine Bluff ranked number five. Southern University ranked number six. Prairie View A&M University ranked number seven. Alcorn State University ranked number eight. Florida A&M ranked number nine. Texas Southern ranked number 10. Alabama State University ranked number 11. And Mississippi Valley University ranked number 12. Also for the MEAC women, give a shout out to those ladies up on the East Coast. Coffin State University is ranked number one. Norfolk State University is ranked number two. You have North Carolina Central ranked number three. Howard University ranked number four. You have University of Maryland Eastern Shores ranked number five. Morgan State ranked number six. Delaware State ranked number seven. And ranked number eight, you have South Carolina State. Those are those ladies of the MEAC, the women of the MEAC and their ranking. We're going to kind of follow through with some of the final rankings. We want you to understand that what we share with you are those teams as of week three of conference play. Not the overall from starting back in November, just started from January when they started conference play, and through week three going into week four. So those are the rankings as of now. Our next thing that's a major focus is the Coach's Corner. But before we move to the Coach's Corner, we want to play our sponsor, Soap Gym from Jackson and Grace.
If you want to purchase some of the best soap and perfume scents in South Central Alabama, contact Soap Gym by Jackson and Grace. The owner is Miss Jennifer Jackson. Contact number 251-369-1344 or go to Facebook. Type in Jennifer with one N, Jackson, or Charlie's Angel. There are several items like Bombshell, Chance of a Lifetime, Luddy's Lover, Straight Savage, Manpower, Goat Milk Lotion, and Coming Lavender Sea Salt. So please check her out. Again, that number is 251-369-1344. Soap Gym by Jackson and Grace.
Shout out to Soap Gym by Jackson and Grace. This is Jennifer Jackson. You go to Facebook and you can type in Jennifer 1N Jackson, and you can also type in Charlie's Angel, one or the other, and you can DM Jennifer in regards to what's your inventory. And if you want to just, the number is 251-369-1344. That's Soap Gems by Jackson and Gray. We're going to move to discuss the 2023 college basketball top 25 as of Monday. The AP Top 25, we want to give a shout-out to UConn, who won the national championship last year, is ranked number one. Number two is Purdue. Number three is University of North Carolina. Number four is Houston. Number five is Number 9 is Arizona. Number 10 is Illinois. Number 11 is Oklahoma. Number 12 is Duke. Number 13 is Wisconsin. Number 14 is Marquette. The 15 is Baylor. The 16 is Dayton. The 17 ranked team is Creighton. The 18 ranked team is Utah State. The 19 ranked team is Memphis. The 20th, Texas Tech. 21 is BYU. 22 is Florida Atlantic. 23 is Iowa State. 24 is Colorado State. And 25 is New Mexico. That is the top 25 in the AP side. So congratulations to those teams that are being ranked at this time. We want to quickly move into our coaches' corner. And it's important that we take a little time and talk of our coaches' corner. We want to discuss the retirement of the University of Alabama head coach and what rippling effect did it cause. See, when it was an impactful moment for the University, I think it was the one of the ESPN or either one of the local stations saying that he's going to retire as of 5 o'clock on Wednesday, January the 11th. The impact of his retirement on the game was has created a what we call a carousel, a coaching carousel, which is was surged out of control sometimes, become brutal in the offseason. With the Nick Saban retirement with 6 national championships out of 17 years at the University of Alabama. In the last 4 years, he was in the college football playoff in regards to playing in that for the last 3 or 4 years. This past year, losing to Michigan, who's our national champion for 23-24. Also has won national championship at LSU University, Louisiana State University. He has 9 SEC titles out of 17 years. Also, the impact was with him announcing he's retired, the Crimson Tide, University of Alabama, lost 27 scholarship players, and actually 29 scholarship players to the transfer portal. Since it initially opened in early December, see? So, and since Nick Saban officially, when he left, 10 has left since he retired January 10th. So it's a total of 29 players who are trying to find a new. A lot of people may ask, well, okay, why they was able to do it? Because NCAA agreed that if a coach either retire or take another job, resign, or even pass on, unfortunate, not a right to transfer. If the coach can leave, the players are able to leave. So that led to the University of Alabama hiring a University of Washington coach who took Washington to the championship game and lost to Michigan, Kalen DeBoer. We have to remember that he was fortunate because everybody don't get an opportunity to get to the championship game. And when you get there, you may win, you may not lose. But he was hired as the head coach of the University of Alabama on that Saturday, and he's been hitting the ground running. He's tried to kind of recruit players that was already there to stay, try to recruit those players back that left out of that 27. Some of them have already found home. But we have to say it is a home run hire because he has the experience. He's 49 years old. He has proven that he's a winner. He's the sixth best winning percentage of all active FBL coaches, which is 0.804. So he is considered to be the home run high. The next topic that we want to look at is the impact of the transfer portal on schools. And one of the biggest impact is that the transfer portal gives other coaches the opportunity to connect with your players once they put their name in, so maybe they can fill gaps in their roster. But you also know players are leaving school because because of our name, image, and likeness, which is at sometimes a minimum amount. Some players, top players, they receive $200,000 when they sign with the school, up to $1 million, $1,006,000 just to sign with that through the transfer portal. So we got to give a shout out for allowing our players to get money, not the university getting all the money, but it do create holes in rosters. You have a period if you have a coach that retired, a coach that resigned or be fired, then you got a 30-day window to transfer to another school without affecting your play for next year. As you said, a lot of players from the University of Alabama took an opportunity to do that, especially after the retirement, because there already was about 17 already out there. But now the additional 12 since Nick Saban retired from the University of Alabama. And then you have some commitments for 25 that have chosen to decommit and look at other schools. So that's the impact of the transfer portal. That impact of NIL. So it's truly a change in the landscape in our schools and our athletes at that highest level if they want to perform at the higher level. Particularly when you're coming out of high school. See, the high school students, transfer portal have kind of created a major problem for a lot of those players as they come out of high school. Normally in the past would be recruited as some of the top players. But since coaches can go over to other schools for a gap, they're not using the scholarship. They're very particular about who they offer scholarship. And it really hurts those high school players coming out because, see, these coaches may not want to take a chance. They want to win fast because when you're getting paid for $5, $6, $7, $8, $9, $10 million, you have to win. And if you can't win, then you're going to be removed from the job in a certain period of time. I don't care if you won a championship 4 or 5 years ago, you can be removed from a job. So what you have to do is get to your athletes, try to recruit and keep athletes on your school. Make sure your NIL is available, which is name, image, and likeness. The funding is available to give to those players. That way, you can keep your players and then bring in high school players. The high school players are really, really being hurt because of the transfer portal. Because, see, they got to compete with guys that already been into college 2 or 3 years that are transferring there for playing time. So a lot of players are just, especially high school players, are seeing it becoming a challenging environment for them. So now they're trying to develop their skills as early as possible, trying to gain as much experience in advance. Some are reclassing themselves so they can have additional one more year or go early so they can compete to the next level. So that's how we deal with that situation. And basically, on college sports, especially your football, you have players on team in the playoff either can hold a decision to enter the portal to after they finish with the playoffs. Then they make the decision, and in the process, they're out. They put themselves out there, and they're shopping to see how much more money they can get. Some people say, well, it needs to be fixed. It will be fixed in the future. We'll give a shout-out to our next sponsor, which is TriStat LLC, Mr. William Scott. Really thank him for his efforts working with us. Matter of fact, I spoke with him recently, and he's opening up a new office in Montgomery, Alabama, so I'm going to get a chance to go by and check his office out and see what's going on with the Montgomery Chamber of Commerce. Recognized his business about a month ago, so congratulations to TriStat LLC. This is their promo.
TriStat LLC can grow your business. We provide specialized business and management consulting services. TriStat LLC meets your consulting needs in the industry of engineering, accounting, research, and management service sector. Contact Mr. William Scott at 334-320-5438 or 334-526-0228.
Williams. Wisconsin Tri-State LLC. They can meet your consultant need, whether you need training, your manager need training, your leadership team need training, your employee need to be trained. They can work with you if you have already received awarded a grant, and they can help you administrate that grant, get you, put you in a position to write an excellent report so you can submit your results to that grantor. So truly it's a great opportunity for you. But check out Mr. Williams, his number directly to him. And I want you to let him know you heard this on this show, WBSW Radio, the internet station. Maybe critique all Talking Sports Plus Prime Time. The number is 334-320-5438. 334-320-5438. Mr. Williams Scott. Give him a holler. Tell him you heard his name being called on WBSW Radio. He might get to work some kind of discount for you. The early SEC football top quarterback prediction for 2024. We have Carson Beck from the University of Georgia. We have Jalen Mills from the University of Alabama. Quinn Ewer from the University of Texas. Jackson Dart from Ole Miss. And we have Brady Cook from Missouri. Those are listed as the top four quarterbacks. There are some other quarterbacks that's coming along, but we'll kind of see. The early prediction for the Power Five to make the CFP in 2024 college football playoff 2024. You have Georgia, even with the large number of defections from Alabama, they have Alabama has a chance to get in as an at-large. Texas has an at-large. Michigan, Arizona, Oregon, Florida State, Ohio State, Utah, Notre Dame, and Tulane. Those are teams projected already through a way too early poll or prediction for 2024. So we'll look to see how that panned out, see if all of those teams mentioned now will be part of that 12-team playoff coming into 2024, starting in December of 2024. And our Heisman candidate 2024 early watch list, you have Neil Rose from the University of Alabama quarterback, Dalen Gabriel, quarterback from Oregon, Carson Beck from Georgia, Quinn Ewer from Texas, Kay Cubitt from Clemson quarterback, Travis Hunter from Colorado cornerback wide receiver, Shadur Sanders, quarterback, Colorado, Jackson Dart, quarterback from Ole Miss, and the field coming to play after that. So those are the individuals on the early watch list. Our high school moments that we have to give a shout-out for before we move to let the rankings in basketball for high school, we want to give a shout-out to our next sponsor. We're excited about having this young man and his business being a part of us. He's also one of our co-hosts on this show when he's able to join us. L&T Stallworth Lawn Service. And we're so, like I said, we're excited that he wants to work with us because we're excited to work with him. That's L&T Lawn Service. I'm sorry, L&T Stallworth Lawn Service, LLC. L&T Stallworth Lawn Service, LLC.
That's right, hard work. Check out L&T Stallworth Lawn Service, LLC, the manicure expert in South Central Alabama. For more information, call Mr. Tony Stallworth at 334-300-7401. Again, that's 334-300-7401. Or just go to Facebook and check out Anthony Stallworth. DM Anthony and he can connect with you. So we look forward to making it do what it do.
Give a shout out to L&T Store of Lawn Service, LLC, out in South Central Alabama. They're a manicure expert. Mr. Tony Stallworth, you can give him a call at 334-300-7401. We look forward to continuing working with you, Mr. Stallworth, and your group. We're so glad that we can be the one to share your information. The high school storyline is our last segment. We want to focus on basketball in Alabama, Florida, Georgia, Mississippi, South Carolina, and Tennessee. The rankings of their top 10 teams. We're going to start off with the state of Alabama. We have Huntsville High School, Hoover High School, Northridge out of Tuscaloosa, Alabama, Austin High School, Mountain Brook High School, Mary G. Montgomery out of the Mobile area, Buckhorn out of North Alabama, Fort Payne out of Northeast Alabama, Vestavia Hill out of the Jefferson County area, and Enterprise is the top 10th team that's ranked there, and we will give a shout out to those teams out of the state of Alabama. Let's look at those teams out of the great state of Florida. Those rankings, you have Montevideo Academy. You have Long Island Luther, Oak Ridge for being ranked in the power ranking. In the great state of Georgia, you have Grayson High School ranked number one. Alexander ranked number two. McEacher ranked number three. McDougal ranked number four. Shiloh ranked number five. Keel ranked number six. Wheeler High School ranked number seven. Burkmark ranked number eight. Sandy Creek ranked number nine, and Newton High School ranked number 10. Congratulations to each of the schools out of the great state of Georgia. We have the state of Mississippi, ranked number one, Madison Ridgeland Academy. Boonville ranked number two. Raymond ranked number three. Pascagoula ranked number four. Clinton ranked number five. Olive Branch ranked number six. Yazoo City ranked number seven. New Hope ranked number eight out of Columbus. And Canton, 7-8, ranked number nine. So congratulations to those schools out of the great state of Mississippi. We also have South Carolina in their rankings. Ridgeview is ranked number one. Lexington ranked number two. Westwood is ranked number three. Gray Collegiate Academy is ranked number four. Atlantic Collegiate Academy is ranked number five. Somerville is ranked number six. Kettawa Ridge High School ranked number seven. T.L. Hannah ranked number eight. Bayou Wood is ranked number nine. Riverside is ranked number 10. In the great state of South Carolina, congratulations. In the great state of Tennessee, we have Cordova ranked number one, Barrett ranked number two, Hamilton Heights Christian Academy ranked number three, First Assembly of Christians ranked number four, Fulton High School is ranked number five, Independence High School is ranked number six, Ravenwood is ranked number seven, Pope John Paul II is ranked number eight, Baylor is ranked number nine, Brentwood Academy is ranked number 10. We're going to say congratulations to those teams out of the great state of Tennessee. Thank you so much for making the effort so far. We know we're getting close to our area tournaments and our playoff, and we look to see to have more than that. Give a shout out to the lady that put the boots on the ground, doing some awesome things, all in my own truth ministry. And I say that because she's a co-host on our Tuesday night show, our Monday night show. She comes here sometime on Thursday night. Thank you, none other than the lady that put the boots on the ground, along with her twin sister. This is Tina Robinson, and her twin sister is Gina Robinson. So thank you, Tina and Gina, what you all are doing, making a difference. And she's from Oakland, California, and she's making it happen in Oakland. And sometimes they travel to do things in Atlanta because that's where his twin sister Gina is. So they're working here. So Only My Own Truth is from Oakland, which is California, which is on our Pacific coastline to our eastern coastline. Give a shout out to that. make it do what it do. We love you on this end, and thank you so much for your support and being a part of this. Thank you so much for doing that. We're going to give a shout-out to Ilea. It looked like Alumas. Thank you so much. Joining us at this moment, we have Veronica Wallace joining us. And also, I'm looking at, and I have to kind of move around from a white shirt and white. George has joined us, and Spice is joining us. And I have to use my hand to take the glare out of it. Janice James, 986, joining us. Thank you so much for taking time to be here. We have, that's Vernon. Thank you. Dwayne. Thank you, Dwayne, for taking time. Dwayne Anderson for being here. Wilmer Blackner, I mentioned him earlier. Thank you so much. And we have many others down here that's joined us, and we want to give a shout-out to some of those. We have, and I have to put my hand, Potsky 4, and it's Potsky 421, Geo 195. Thank you so much. Diego, that's who that is. I couldn't see it. I'm working myself through my hands. We have Margarita Perriton joining us. Thank you so much, each and every one of y'all. It's been an awesome show tonight. Thank you so much for taking time and supporting what we're trying to do at WBSW Radio, the internet station. We're number one, and we're so glad to bring this interactive format. If you want to share your thoughts, we always give you that opportunity. Share what's happening in your neck of the woods. And you can tell us what's going on. But truly, as we bring from our historical black college and university conferences down to our high school, congratulations to each one of those student athletes, to the university, their community, for supporting what these young men and women are doing to make a difference and provide what we are looking for a lot of times, some form of entertainment. So thank you so much to each one of those colleges and universities, high school, also as well as middle school. We run some information with another school there now and then. So it's truly a blessing to be able to come to you. Now, we have our last promo. These are from the brothers of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated, Zeta Phi Sigma Chapter of Greenville, Alabama, and they have their promo.
It's indeed a pleasure to talk about the brothers of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated, Zeta Phi Sigma Chapter in Greenville, Alabama. The most progressive brothers of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated, they're providing service. They're standing up to the motto, culture for service and service for humanity. If you want to contact those brothers, you can go to Facebook, Zeta Phi Sigma Greenville, or you can go to Instagram, and that's Zeta Phi Sigma Greenville with the number 10. And if you want to tweet them, those brothers, that's Zeta Phi Sigma _ 10. Brothers of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity, we're proud of you. Make it do what it do. The brothers of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated, Zeta Phi Sigma Chapter of Greenville, Alabama, invites you to connect with them. You can check us out if you go to Instagram, and that's Z Squad Greenville 1981, Twitter, Zeta Phi Sigma _ with the number 10, and or email the chapter at Zeta Phi Sigma Greenville at gmail.com. We're all about making it do what it do. We're going to stand by our motto, culture for service and service for humanity. Brothers, make it do what it do.
International trip hotel stays. Not paying for the trip there, but we're going to pay for your hotel stay. We're going to be rapping off to Paris, France, 5 nights and 6 days. Rapping off to Dubai, same thing, 5 nights and 6 days. And Bali. You got to have your name. Send your name in so I can put it in the raffle. And if you want to send your means of transaction, you can. If you want to get one of the books, especially the book, there's two books. I mentioned one of them, but I want you to really look at this one right here as well. This, one of them is How to Climb the Mountain of Financial Aid. If you have someone that's going to school, going to college, you can find out. Or you're in college, you need to get more information. And Mr. Trey Johnson is the author. And also his second book is so important. It's Family Scars. And talk about a situation with family scars. Some of us have family scars that we try to cover up. Sometimes we have to try to put band-aids, but the wound is so deep. Read this book, but I'll send this book to you. Send you a copy of this book. If you just take time through the interactive process, send me a mailing address that you want it sent to. I will pay for the postage. But it's Family Scars by Trey Johnson and How to Climb the Mountain of Financial Aid. I'm only going to send you one. So when you send a request, I can send you one or the other. Let me know, and I will. I'm looking to get that from you all ASAP because we want to get these books out to you and let you have an opportunity. Give a shout-out to Typee that's joining us right now. Thank you for taking time. Riz, Angel, Lat, T, Hangers. Oh, that's a lot going on with that one right there. We also have a couple more that joined. You know I had to put my hand up. These are some ones I already gave a shout out. But thank you so much for joining us and being a part of it. I do want you to have an awesome night. We do have a show planned for tomorrow. We're working on it. Make sure we can have it up and running called The Love Cafe. So join us tomorrow. And that's an early show. And we want to be able to be here to offer you an opportunity to be a part of what we're trying to do. We're just trying to make a difference. We're just trying to provide an opportunity because we love you. We truly love you. Now, you can take it how you want to talk. Take it. You can take it personal and say, he loves me. Yes, I love you. And it comes from my heart. I don't have time to play. Are you ready to love back? Because love is reciprocated to be so much important. And we're going to talk a little bit about that on Love Cafe tomorrow. And we normally schedule that show for 6 o'clock. So check it out, and we'll make it do what it do. I tell you, it's been awesome coming before you guys. Blessed us one more time. He's given us a chance to really grow. Give us a chance to meet the plan that he already has for us. So I want you to take an opportunity and just think about how you can improve your own life. And this song, I think, is so important as we move forth. It's Show Me the Way. With all the rights to the music, but show me the way that I can be as successful. This is Kaiki. Thank you so much for joining us for being a part. But as we get ready to leave out here, we're going to play this music, and then we will close it out.
coming, hell, it's like I've been running. Is my mind playing tricks on me? Is she one up on me? If I had to testify, I could only say she's the truth. It's like prayers went up and sent me you. Now I wasn't looking, I was fine on my own. Could come and go as I please, nobody questioning me. I don't know when things began to change. You came and turned all around. Got me saying amen. From the bed to the stove, from the church to the job, best thing I know. Got me saying amen. Girl, you're looking good. You keep that cooking good. Best thing for sure. Your love's not settling, settling on me. Like a kid in a blanket, made it hard for me to leave. And you gave me new love, kind I've never ever seen. And I'm eternally thankful. Got me saying amen. From the bed to the stove, from the church to the job, best thing I know. Got me saying amen. Girl, you're looking good. You keep that cooking good. Best thing for sure. Got me saying amen. From the bed to the stove, from the church to the job, best thing I know. Got me saying amen.